Hi, it's Nick Orton for Think Big Podcast, and I'm here today with Kirk Miller. Now, Kirk is a leading fitness model, master trainer for Physique Elite, and all-round top bloke, would you say, Kirk?
That's very complimentary, Nick. Nice one.
Now, we're actually at Future Fitness at the moment, so there's a bit of noise going on in the background, so apologies for that. But I wanted to grab Kirk while he's free, because he's extremely booked up with clients. And I want to talk to you, Kirk, about your story, really starting off from when you were a plumber. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened and how you got into the industry?
I've been plumbing for around probably 4 or 5 years at the time, and I'll probably relay this story, quite a lot of times on other interviews, but basically I always used to buy the Men's Health magazine on a monthly basis and sort of always used to sort of look at the guys on the cover and sort of, as I trained and got in better and better shape, sort of thought, you know, I'd love to be on a cover one day, and or, you know, I thought I was just as good a shape. And in 2010, via a friend, she sort of said, you know what, I think you should enter the competition. I did, but down to my naivety and probably just not being ready at that stage of my life, I've made the final but missed a phone call, and then being maybe slightly arrogant at the time or just a bit lapsy-daisy with it all, I rang back a week later and said, oh, I've made the Men's Health final. They said, yeah, you did make the final, but unfortunately, you know, you rang back a week too late, which again is terrible really to say. I spent a week just faffing around, so thought nothing of it, still carried on plumbing. If I'm being completely honest, sort of, you know, clock watching all the time. Knew in my heart of hearts it wasn't me, but just didn't have the oomph in my life, or didn't have nothing to sort of get me out of the rut, so to speak. And then I entered the competition a year later again, and fortunately enough, I made the final again. And I don't know, in my gut instinct then, I had a, you know, good feeling that, you know, sort of, the man, I don't know, it was God's way of telling me that I should be doing some, you know, more fitness related. And
so are you saying then that you weren't specifically thinking, I want to be a fitness model? Something just sort of felt right, and you decided that, you know, effectively somebody pushed you into doing it?
Yeah, I honestly think, I know it's just that cliched saying that, you know, everything happens for a reason, and so sometimes there's pivotal moments in your life that sort of like lead that sort of telling you really you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. And then for me to be sort of picked at 2 years on the bounce in a competition which was, you know, the biggest, you know, fitness competition really of any sort of guy, I just sort of knew from that moment on, and then especially then when I was very lucky, very fortunate enough to win it, I just, that was the most pivotal moment in what I'm doing right now, was literally winning that competition. It was like a penny switch, you know, in my head, and I had to put the wheels in motion then to sort of instigate a career change for sure. But even at that time, when I made the final, I wasn't thinking I'm going to be a fitness model. It was just a dream to try and potentially win that competition.
Because I remember sitting down with you after you won that competition. I hadn't met you before. I don't know if you remember, we met in a pub.
Yeah, I remember.
Not so far away from here. And you seemed at that point to be, you thought you knew what you wanted to, but you weren't entirely sure.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, yeah, that meeting when I met with yourself and Ollie, and I'd not long win the Men's Health competition, but if I'm being bluntly honest, I was a complete novice to the whole industry, didn't know how it worked, and to be honest, I wasn't really aware of the likes of Body Power or just how fitness modelling worked in general, because I'd primarily trained for the years prior to that, if I'm being bluntly honest, to look good on a beach, you know, like, or go out with my friends and, you know, for girls, you know, but, and then, obviously, after the meeting with yourselves, you know, in talking about Body Power and just different stuff that's potentially going on in the fitness industry, that's when I sort of like, you know, sort of put my sent my pictures off to like modelling agencies and stuff. And to be honest, I mean, it just sort of, everything sort of spiralled from there really. I sort of, you know, signed with the fitness modelling agency, and then within, you know, a week or two, I'd had another cover shoot with Men's Fitness, and then I've been very, you know, very fortunate for the last couple of years to have cover after cover. Then, you know, big thanks to obviously yourself at Body Power for using me on market material, and then I suppose technically I've formed, you know, that's how I've rolled into a career in as a fitness model.
You make it sound very easy, like, you know, you just sort of rolled into it and it happened and it was all nice and easy. But I mean, knowing you as I do, I know that you are a very hard working individual. So can you, you know, give us an idea of your typical day?
Yeah, I suppose, like, the way I've just worded that, I've probably tried to sum up the last couple of years in, like, you know, a sentence, but most definitely it hasn't been easy. I mean, even when I was plumbing, I mean, for example, you know, when I was plumbing, I was literally getting up, you know, half six in the morning doing cardio every morning. Then I'd go and work for 8 hours as a plumber, like, you know, very intense, you know, it's a hard job. And then I'd go straight to the gym afterwards, lift my weights. And that was while I was a plumber. So, you know, I really did. And I ate, you know, I ate so healthy and stuff. You know, all my friends, you know, they trained as well, but they were just never as consistent as me. That's one thing I would say. I've always been consistent. And then, yeah, in terms of, like, a typical day now, I mean, I suppose from the outset, you know, a sparring guy, people looking to get into the industry, they only see, like, the superficial side of, like, you know, the Facebook pictures where I'm uploading pictures of, say, a modelling shoot, or, you know, say a body power, and you're sort of smiling and, you know, you're enjoying the shows, or you have a cover, and, you know, it's people just maybe, like, especially messages I get off guys, just think that that's just, like, put on your lap. Like, I work so hard. You know, a typical day for me, I'll get up at 5:30. For example, today I'll get up at 5:30. You know, if I haven't had a chance to prep my food the night before because I've worked till late, I'll prep my food, I'll eat my food, and then I'll at the minute I'm personal training anything from, like, 6:30 in the morning, you know, on and off, you know, till 8:30 in the evening sometimes, as well as training myself for a minimum of one hour weights, plus obviously added cardio, which I've done the last 5 weeks because I've had a shoot, as well as eating all my meals, and then trying to switch off if possible, which, you know, probably my biggest downfall is I do struggle to switch off a little bit.
And so for all those people listening that are in shape and want to pursue a fitness model, career, what advice could you give them?
The first advice I'd say, if anyone's ever fortunate enough to get some form of exposure in the industry to maybe potentially gain a following and stuff, which is important, is be grateful every time you're given an opportunity by anyone, whether it be a modeling agency or anyone to do with fitness shows, or just always concentrate first and foremost on being grateful and give in more than you get back, you know. So, say for example, if I'm on a shoot, you know, how can I put it? And, you know, say for example, if the photographer and the magazine editor or whoever wanted to get a certain amount of shots done, I'm more fussy than them in just making sure that I'm doing the absolute maximum I can to do the perfect job on that shoot. So, for example, you know, I shot last week with my new sponsors, My Protein, and there was a few shots that I'm like, yeah, we're happy with that. I wasn't, because I just wanted to go that extra mile, and I'd always just focus on just literally working so hard to everything we do, really.
I think that says a lot about your attitude, doesn't it? You know, you want to please people, you want to make sure that they're getting value for money from you.
Yeah, and that even applies to my day-to-day job, you know, like, I care more about my clients getting in shape than they do, you know, and, you know, don't even think of the money. Also, I mean, like, be point blank, you know, I'm earning way more money than I ever was plumbing, but I don't think of the money. I think, you know, when you focus on just providing, like, such a good quality of service and just working so hard, and if you're passionate about what you do, then that's reflected, you know, in the standard of your work. So I just work so hard in everything you do, and I firmly believe that money and success and stuff comes with that. But, and also one thing I've tried to, like, since I have been moved into the fitness industry, is maintain a personality and really keep a realness to it, because I'm a little bit different to a lot of guys in the industry, and the fact that I don't do the stage shows where I'm competing and stuff. It's just something that's never really appealed to me. For me, I want to, yes, I train hard and I eat healthy throughout the year, but also I like to, you know, when at all possible, sort of, you know, have a balance in my life. I do like alcohol, and I do like, you know, it's no secret that I do like a bit of junk food from time to time. But I just find that by never depriving completely as well, like this is from a training aspect and sort of regularly maintaining my shape and sort of training consistently all year round, is because I've never like deprived for months and months on end. I've never felt the need to like take weeks and weeks off training or go backwards, you know, with my training. So I think that's definitely helped for sure, you know, in continual motivation.
Yeah, and you're also sponsored. You mentioned there that you've fairly recently been become a sponsored athlete for MyProtein, which is fantastic. Congratulations on that. There are a lot of people, a lot of athletes and models out there that want to be sponsored athletes. How did you go about attracting MyProtein to sponsor you?
Well, first of all, I'll probably explain why MyProtein came to me as a, you know, came to me, why they said they wanted me as their athlete. Because like you've said before, right, there's probably a lot of guys listening to this now that they're in just as good, if not better shape than me. I'm not naive to admit that. I honestly think it's because of that attitude, again, why I've been very fortunate to have the success I had the last couple of years. Because I don't believe that I'm the, you know, that I'm better than anyone else just because I've got a six pack. I think one thing I would say I've noticed a lot in the industry is you get, or people, guys looking to get in the industry, they do one shoot, they're in shape, and then all of a sudden they think they world, the fitness world, i.e. sponsors, should just come to them and say, there you go, we're going to give you, you know, £500 worth of supplements, blah, 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 blah. You know, that isn't the way it works. I mean, MyProtein came to me because they basically said that they like my attitude on social media, for example, and the influence and stuff I had, and obviously one, your shape, which is, you know, that if you're not marketable, you know, a company's not going to come to you. But you're more than just a six pack and a you know, a body, basically, you know what, like, and you, people buy into what you say and sort of like. So one thing I've been very careful of, and again, I've said this to my sponsors, is I don't lie. Anything I tell you or anything I endorse or anything I talk about, whether it be to do with training or just general life, is I don't lie on social media. Or, you know, you don't, anything I say is like, you know, from the heart. And, you know, so that way, if I'm endorsing something, the whole idea, to be a good sponsored athlete, that company wants the audience you're hitting to believe what you're saying. So, I mean, for me, I see a lot of the fitness models, I can point blank tell which ones have been told, you know, they've been told to say certain stuff on social media because it's too robotic. And that's one thing I think that's made me sort of stand out a little bit, perhaps, in the fact that I'm not, I say what I feel at all times, really.
Okay, yeah, that's really interesting. And what's the future for Kurt Miller?
Well, what's the future? I mean, I've got a few little things in the pipeline, really. I mean, since I've became a personal trainer and obviously worked in the industry as a fitness model, each year I set myself little targets, you know, of like, just to progress in general. Because I think I get bored very easily, so I always have to, I like to test myself in some capacity, you know, both not just in training but outside of training. So for example, when I first became a personal trainer, my initial goal was to just small goal, something stupid, like, you know, I wanted 10 regular clients. You know, I achieved that relatively quickly, and then when you get to that, you think, well, okay, what other goal can I set? So, you know, then I said to myself after the first year of personal training, you know, especially with the amount of messages and emails I got, you know, do you do online training? I then thought, right, okay, how can I expand my business and sort of, you know, bring in another source of income and, again, make a difference to more people? Because the thing is, as a personal trainer, I'm restricted to how many hours you can actually do. So, you know, I've now incorporated online training, which is quite hands-on, but things that are in the pipeline in the future, I'll be bringing out more online options to help a wider audience. And and also I'm going to be doing some cover model conditioning workshops in the new year with a good friend of mine, obviously Ryan Terry. I'm sure everyone's well aware of Ryan. I'm in phenomenal shape, and I've become very good friends with Ryan, but we think a lot on, you know, a lot of the same wavelength, you know, on different subjects within the industry. So we're going to be doing like demo, fingers crossed, regularly throughout the year. And I've started doing isolated personal training packages and days, you know, in London, and I hope to do that at different major cities in the UK, just to try and expand and sort of really test myself really in other avenues and see where I go from there.
Okay, well, that sounds fantastic. Congratulations on your success so far, Kurt, and thanks for talking to me today.
Okay, thank you.